begun coming in here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which always stands for that fantastic magazine that's been around 30 years in the 405 area code called the Oklahoma Senior Journal. That's what OSJ stands for. And if you want to go pick up a copy, you can by just going to our website, okseniorjournal.com. okseniorjournal.com. All like it's one word. Pull down the menu where it says distribution and you will see, I guarantee if you live in the 405 area code, you'll see a location to pick up a physical copy. And we also are digital. So if you don't feel like getting out and want to refer to your computer, iPad, or phone, you can go to the same okseniorjournal.com. And on the homepage, it has the current issue and it's every single page. You can zoom in, zoom out. You can download it. You can print things off of it. So that's a great way to go too. And in my studio today, I am actually on the planning committee for this fantastic event. Cheryl, how long has it been around?
We've had it in place for 21 years.
21.
Isn't
wow.
that exciting?
That is so exciting.
We're so glad you're on our committee. Our committee is amazing. All that. We have a great lineup of people that make this event happen.
Yeah, you can even say who they are, and then I can get into introducing you.
Okay.
Who's all on the planning committee?
We have the Oklahoma City Action Center. We have the Oklahoma City Police Department, Oklahoma City Fire Department, EMBARC, Area-Wide Aging Agency, the Oklahoma Attorney General's Office, Oklahoma Insurance Department, Oklahoma City County Health Department, Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office, Thrifty Pharmacy, and the Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Well, that deserved a drum roll. Very good, Cheryl. We're talking about Informed Senior Seminar. They did take a 3-year hiatus because of the
COVID.
Yeah. I've probably been on the planning committee about 15 years,
I
think.
At least.
Yeah.
Pretty early on.
Yeah. It was early on.
And thank you. You bring a lot to it and help us. The main thing is just we want people to know about it, get the
right
information out there. And you have so many great contacts out there.
Yes, very much. And we've been handing out flyers right and left for this.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And so now we want to do a radio show to even bring it more home to you, to our precious listeners out there. We love them all. And we're on 18 podcasts and we love you guys too. So we're just saying an encouragement of howdy. So Cheryl Presley is who I mentioned. Any relation? How many times do you ask that?
I get that a lot. And I like to tease people. If I was really related, do you think I'd still be working here?
Exactly.
I do hear that down the road, he was really a distant cousin. And
wow.
So wouldn't that be kind of cool? So
yes.
I really need to kind of research that a little more.
You really do.
Uh-huh.
How exciting.
I know.
So Cheryl Presley became the Oklahoma City Triad. So Triad, give me a little description of that.
Crime Prevention for Seniors.
And so what you do is you engage the seniors through the police department to actually help you somewhat, and you help them by having these regular meetings.
Absolutely. You know, we care about preventing any senior or any person from being a victim.
That's right.
Our police department really goes the extra mile, and we're doing everything we can. You know, we've had our original Triad program, our North group, in place for 22 years.
That's fantastic.
Right.
Well, and you're one of the very few police stations that even have this program.
Right. So now, in the metro, we have surrounding communities. You know, our partnership with the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office, they actually have 20 locations now. We have 3 of them in the metro. But I will say that I'm the only one that I'm aware of that has been in the position as long as I have and continues to stay.
Yeah.
Kind of like you, too.
Totally.
But it's a calling. It's a passion.
It is. It's a mission and all that. Mm-hmm. Very much. So as Triad keeps, you know, you add things to it all the time. And you really added the Informed Senior Seminar early on.
Yes.
It's Friday, April the 14th from 8:30 to 12 at the OSU OKC campus, third floor, just above the Student Center. Let me get back into telling you a little more about Cheryl's. Cheryl Presley became Oklahoma City's Triad Coordinator on October of 1998. She just mentioned she's been a part of it 22 years. Mm-hmm. This position requires working with seniors in Oklahoma City. She also works closely with the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Department in educating senior citizens of Oklahoma as to their rights, opportunities, opportunities available to them and laws that may affect their lives, which is fantastic. I love that y'all do all of that, and you're one of the few that do.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I've met many members, which it's free to join.
Yes.
And they're salt of the earth human beings. We do have to take a break, but I'll come back and finish Cheryl's bio, and then we'll get on with the show about Informed Senior Seminar, April the 14th, here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. What does OSJ stand for, Cheryl?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That is right, here on Freedom 96.9.
Are you seeing constant changes with your seniors, from loneliness to housework not getting done, medications not being taken, or constant falls with limited supervision for your mom, dad, or even grandma? The effects of your aging loved ones can no longer be ignored. Don't worry. Synergy Home Care is here to help. We offer services from hourly care to around-the-clock compassionate care. We can help with meal preparation, escort to appointments, medication reminders, bathing assistance, housekeeping, and much, much more. Call Synergy Home Care now at 405-254-3046 for more information about our in-home complete RN assessment. Our nurse will customize a care plan specific for the care of your loved one to give you the peace of mind that they are getting the care they need. Call Synergy Home Care today at 405-254-3046. That number is 405-254-3046. You can also check us out at synergyhomecareokc.com. Synergy Home Care, there when you need us.
Hi, this is Angel Myers. I'm the owner of the Event House, as seen on HGTV's House Hunters. Well, I would like to invite you to come to see my house, the Event House. If you're looking to host an event on a lakefront property, our Event House was designed to host all your events, from birthday, graduation, retirement parties, to corporate meetings, maybe even a girls' night out, or have your family reunion in the backyard by the lake or the pool. For more information about the Event House, either call or email me, 405-850-3025, or angelmyers67 at icloud.com. Hey, also come see my other house, the Angel House. It's an independent residential share home for 40-plus, 50-plus. We are now open. If you're looking to shed the burden of home ownership without giving up your comfortable way of life, it's waterfront, it's your own home, come see us. For more information, Angel Myers, 405-850-3025. You can email me at angelmyers67 at icloud.com. Once again, for more information about the Event House or the Angel House, please call me in Oklahoma City at 405-850-3025. You can email me also at angelmyers67 at icloud.com. I'm so looking forward to meeting you.
You're probably like most people. You're doing the things you have to do now so you can enjoy a carefree life in the future. Family vacations, exploring the countryside in an RV, celebrating birthday parties with your grandkids. But what if life happens and a parent or your spouse need to move into a senior housing community? What kind of community do you need? Can you afford it financially? Where will it be located? Will the place you think offer the level of health care for your loved one? If you're intimidated by the unknowns and you have no idea what direction to go, Arrow Senior Living Advisors was designed to navigate our clients and their families through the overwhelming process of researching and selecting the right senior living community. Our strong team of advisors offer market knowledge and senior living expertise with a personal touch. It starts with a personal conversation. This allows us to better understand your current situation, your health care needs, budget, geographic preference. Arrow will utilize our proprietary technology called Directions to provide the top two or three options that best fit your needs. We'll provide a detailed description of each community. You decide which places you'd like to see. Arrow will coordinate tours of your preferred options, and we are happy to take the tours with you. We can help you identify the best parts of each place. Arrow can provide resources to make a smooth and seamless transition. The Arrow service is 100% free to you. Our goal is to help reduce your stress and help you make the right decision the first time. You don't have to do this alone. Arrow Senior Living Advisors.
Call 405-486-9976. Email info@arrowsenioradvisors.com.
Take a look at our website, arrowsenioradvisors.com.
Village is OKC, a plan, not a place. Hi, I'm Paula Settle. As a Village is OKC member, Villages has offered me a life full of joy, connections, a community, and new friends. Villages promotes lifelong learning through our Senior Living Truth Series, Medicare 101, along with life planning through our four 90-minute sessions of The Gift. GIFT stands for Gathering Information for Transitions. The GIFT guides you through documenting 12 key areas to plan and collect details that are vital to prepare for unexpected challenges. Don't forget the socialization with coffees, day trips, and monthly restaurant adventures. Villages OKC serves metro area seniors. Call 405-990-6637. That's 405-990-6637 to start your membership today. Once Once again, it's a plan, not a place. Villages OKC.
Hey, Cheryl, what's happening? April the 14th.
Friday, April 14th, we have the Inform Senior Seminar. It will be at the OSU OKC campus, 900 North Portland, Student Center, third floor. Look for the yellow signs that say Inform Senior Seminar. Look for a black and white unit with one of our police officers to guide you in. And we're so excited. It's free education and resources for seniors and those that care for them.
That's beautiful, Cheryl. Is there a phone number?
405-316-4336. 405-316-4336. So many people fall prey. They're sending money out, whether it's through a romance scam, through someone calling the telephone or email saying their grandkid been in jail.
Getting as much knowledge out there.
Friday, April 14th. Mark that on your calendar from 8:30 to 12. It will be at 900 North Portland, the OSU OKC campus, Student Center, third floor. Look for the yellow signs that say Inform Senior Seminar. There's so much information, the expertise. 405-316-4336. 405-316-4336.
We'll see you there.
Warden threw a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard this knocked out jailbird sing. Let it rock. Everybody let it rock. Everybody in the old cell block was dancing to the
jailbird. Hey, we are coming back in here. I've got Cheryl Presley, so we had to play a little Elvis Presley because she is a very distant cousin. And then she works for the police department, which I've heard that they have jails around there.
Well, that's actually where I started. I wasn't in jail, but I was a detention officer, so I want to make sure that's clear.
Detention officer, D.O.? Okay.
Uh-huh, when I first started.
Started, wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, my word. So you had to deal with...
Oh, yeah. Well, we had our own separate jail, and you definitely quickly, I'd never been in jail myself, thank goodness, and you never wanted to be in jail, you know what I'm saying? But it was quite an eye-opener for me.
Well, I'm sure you saw all kinds of things and heard all kinds of things.
Absolutely.
People, you had to have boundaries like nobody else
you did.
Could have a boundary.
You did.
All right. Well, Cheryl began her career with the Oklahoma City Police Department in February of 1992 as a detention officer, mm-hmm. as she just said, and we brought a little Elvis in there, for the city jail. She served in this capacity for approximately 4 years when she transferred to CIU.
Crime Information Unit.
Okay, and kind of what is their...
That's then when an officer would, like, pull someone over and need their tag ran, or we had missing children, missing property. A lot of children like to run away on a Friday night.
Okay.
I would jokingly say, let me go find them. They'll never want to run away. When you have everything that's crazy and there'd just be two of us, and it got really crazy, especially during a shift change, and you'd have the same children, you know, kids.
Every time.
Yeah. You know, it was kind of like boom, boom, boom.
Repetition,
so, yes, yes. So it was kind of a joke. It's like, let me come talk to you.
I'll take care of this. So that was in January of 1996. She has enjoyed a long acquaintance with the Oklahoma City Police Department. Her father, George Doty, served with the Oklahoma City Police Department for 34 years. Wow.
Yes, he was a lieutenant when he retired.
She also has a son, Skyler, that works at ONG. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and he just got married last year.
He did?
So hopefully soon I might have some grandbabies. I can't wait. I'm excited. Yeah, he married a wonderful lady.
I remember him as a little kid.
Yeah, he was 2 years old when I started.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I saw him in his teenage years. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's incredible.
Yeah, we survived that. I know. He married a great, great young lady.
Oh, good.
I'm really blessed.
I'm glad that you like... Your daughter-in-law.
I do. I love her.
So it's daughter-in-love then.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. Well, we're going to be talking all about Inform Senior Seminar in this show, which I can't tell you. I was so impressed with the first one I ever went to on what kind of information and knowledge that are presented at these. It not only opens up with a panel where everybody's in one room, mm-hmm. and then we have times where we break.
Breakout sessions,
Yes, but
with
then
classes.
We just have a break where they can go around to vendors.
Yes.
and they get a full breakfast, like you said. Mm-hmm. These breakout sessions are always something the planning committee gives a lot of thought to.
Yes.
And so what are some of the breakout sessions that people can look forward to, Cheryl?
Oh, we're so excited. We actually have four. And so you can repeat, you can go to, you'll, time permitting, you'll have go to two of the classes, okay?
Okay.
So how do I get there? It's Embark Senior Transportation Services.
I love it. They have so many different services.
They are doing great.
They are.
And they are doing everything to help our seniors.
Yes, they are.
You know, we're seeing in the metro, that's one of the things the seniors usually are asking for is transportation.
Right. And we're not talking about the big bus, which they can do that.
Right.
But there's a lot of other things they provide besides the big buses
yes.
for seniors.
Yes. And so the Marilyn Dillon will talk on that. And then we have Plan Not a Place mm-hmm. with Villages OKC, Marilyn Olson.
She's the executive director.
Yes, and to have a plan in place as we're aging, mm-hmm. but more importantly, to have if you need help with a tree trimmed or you need help mm-hmm. filling out your will or just the different needs that we have sometimes we don't think about when we're in our 20s, 30s, 40s, but yeah. as we're getting older. And I love the plan that she has.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't got to go to all the classes, but some of the things and just the book that she has.
Yes,
that
it's
they
called
will,
The Gift.
Yes, and to help the senior do that, to provide for their children,
mm-hmm.
you can't even put a price tag on that. And they
you
will
really
actually
can.
Help you fill it out because you know, a lot of times we're overwhelmed, we're stressed out, we have so many things, and we want to do it,
mm-hmm.
but life gets in the way. And if you're a caregiver or you're taking care of grandkids, you know, so many things happen. And then if you had a surgery or an accident, mm-hmm. life just happens.
That's right.
Know?
And you want your kids to be able to have basically a navigation
yes.
on what you actually want.
Absolutely. And I will tell all our listeners, while you still have your mind and can mm-hmm. make these decisions, even if you write it down on a piece of paper, do that. So that
yes.
way your family will know. But I will tell you, that's the greatest gift
mm-hmm.
you can give your family is for them to know what your wishes are,
exactly.
not what their wishes are,
mm-hmm.
okay? Because it's difficult when you lose someone and they don't even have a clue, you know, what to do because
right.
you have not had those discussions. And I know a lot of times we don't like talking about death, but it is a part of life.
It's a part of life.
It
yeah.
is.
It's 100% chance in the state of Oklahoma.
It is. It is. I've tried to find that fountain of youth. I'm working on it.
Well, Rod Stewart sings about it, Forever Young.
And then we also yes, he does. Then our third breakout session is Will I Trust You to Do the Right Thing?
Okay.
And that's going to be on elder law.
Yes.
Dennis Richard. Okay. But if you
He's
have
fantastic.
Your whatever documents you might need, and for some of us, it may just be a simple will. Some of us need a trust. There's
yeah.
so many different documents, but these experts, you can ask them any question.
Yeah.
They will guide you. They will help you.
I mean, if you had a session with any one of these people, it would normally cost money. This
oh,
is all for free.
Absolutely. It would cost probably several hundred dollars.
Yeah, exactly.
And then our last class is Nerve Renewal
mm-hmm.
with Glenn Cope.
Yes.
And we're excited. I noticed that is actually on the front of your senior journal.
It is in a 5-page article. And I've just recently at some networking groups said I read that entire story on nerve renewal because it is non-invasive.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a pill, so you have no side effects.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally these big suction cups that help you with neuropathy issues.
Wow. And to be able to live pain-free.
Pain-free.
I mean, and drug-free, that
yeah.
is a win-win.
And I interviewed a lot of people that have used their services and they're growing like gangbusters. They're putting in their third one here in Oklahoma City. So they're in Edmond, Mid, or North Oklahoma City, and then on the south side as well. They are all about care. They
See.
Truly are. And you're only there 20 minutes when you do it.
Wow.
You know the attorney Irvin Box?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
He uses their services.
Yeah.
So.
He was actually one of our police officers years and years ago.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The Oklahoma City Police Department. Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah. He uses Nerve Renewal
well,
and just swears by it.
See, that's wonderful.
I know.
So you need to get him to do a commercial for
I know. Definitely.
For Nerve Renewal.
Because he is definitely well known. I mean, he used to be on one of the channels here, one of our local channels. He was kind of the expert.
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of law issues, they would ask
yes.
Irvin Box. Yeah. He told me, he goes, you know, I started wearing these tennis shoes because of my feet, and it kind of became something I was known for with my suits. I'd wear a whole suit to court but have tennis shoes on. Mm-hmm. He goes, and now I can't get rid of the tennis shoes because that's what I'm known for. He goes, but my neuropathy is gone.
Wow, praise God. That's a miracle. And I know a lot of even my triad members tell me about it, and they talk about how painful it is, and it wakes them up in the night that they can't even sleep.
That's exactly right.
I know when your sleep's disturbed, you're in pain, that is just not good. So, wow, to be able to come and hear about transportation, plan not a place, will I trust you to do the right thing, which is on elder law, and then nerve renewal, just those four. You know, I'm really excited about our program that we have because, you know, we'll start with the panel discussion, and that's where everybody will be together.
Be in the same big room together. You'll probably have had your breakfast by then. We do have to take another break. Can you believe 11 minutes has already flown by? I know.
It flew by way too fast.
Yeah. And Cheryl, can you tell me what Oklahoma Senior Journal stands for?
Robin, I thought you just said it.
I meant OSJs. We're rocking 1,000 here today.
We are. We need our third cup of coffee.
Maybe we put a little Bailey's in it. I don't know. We will be right back here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which everyone knows what that stands for now, on Freedom 96.9 FM. This is Robin Gunn coming to you on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for what, Cheryl?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That's right. And we are talking about Informed Senior Seminar that is near and dear to my heart because I am on the planning committee and have been for double-digit years. And Cheryl Presley, what would you call yourself as your title, not only for Triad, but for this event, Informed Senior Seminar?
Well, I'm the triad coordinator for the Oklahoma City Police Department. I would just say, I guess I feel blessed. I didn't actually start this event. Mm. I was part of the committee myself years ago.
Well, you're like a director of it now.
Well, I am. I just was blessed. The person that used to be in charge, they were at OSU OKC. That's why we started it there at the college.
Right.
Because the college loves to have the seniors come to
they
the college.
Do.
And they want them to feel, you know, if they just want to take a class on computers or a photography or any kind of class, cooking.
They really lower the price, if not let it be free.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they just want the seniors in our community to feel welcome to come to that campus. It's a beautiful campus.
Mm-hmm.
But the member from there retired and nobody else could really do this. So I did not want to see this event because it was such a wonderful program that we provide to our seniors. So I did not want to see it go away. So I graciously then stepped up to the plate and said, hey, okay, let's run with it. Let's continue to keep this legacy going.
You've been fantastic at it. And
well, thank you.
I mean that. Just the program itself, the way you have it flow and the way you've put it together.
Well, thank you.
It's fantastic.
And well, to have all the experts, if it wasn't for the committee, I mean, this is not a one-person show.
Exactly.
We all together bring so much. And like you said, I don't know in the other states, but I have not heard other than our state being able to provide this kind of program for our seniors.
That's right. That's what I've heard, too. So the location, you mentioned it a second ago. We'll go into more detail. It's located where, again, actual event?
At 900 North Portland, the OSU OKC campus. It will be at the Student Center on the third floor. We will also look for yellow signs that say Inform Senior Seminar and they have arrows.
There you go.
We should probably have a police car at least out there.
Yes.
So look for a police officer. If you don't know where to go, we'll get you guided in.
You will be very, very glad you came to this event. And not only is it free, there's probably going to be at least, I don't know, 15 to 20 door prizes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're getting free food. You're getting great information that you can't even put a price tag on.
Right.
And to have all these experts in this one location at this one time, you know, and door prizes, you have just hit the lottery. It's a win-win.
You really have. There's no registration needed, correct? Okay, you just show up.
You just show up.
And do you have to be of a certain age or would you like?
Well, we would prefer you be 55 and older because this is geared towards the seniors. I mean, we wouldn't turn someone away, but, you know, if you were in your 20s, you know, unless you were taking care of you, if you were a caregiver,
Right.
Because it's free education and resources for seniors and those that care for them.
I mean, maybe if you're an adult child, a lot of times adult children are at least 50 and over.
Right.
This is great information for them, too.
Absolutely.
If their parents are getting of an age that they don't get out as much, this is great for adult children of seniors.
Yes.
When we're in the big room, when, you know, people mill around, have their breakfast.
Mm-hmm. In the conference rooms north and south, which will be where the panel discussion will take place.
Right. And it's an hour long, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and you can ask any question you want. We have little roaming people with microphones.
Yes.
That run around and, you know, people just raise their hand and we run over to them with a microphone. And so who is going to be, what's the theme of the panel?
Okay, it's protecting your assets. And we actually have three experts in the field. The first one we're so excited is from actually the Oklahoma City, our police department, the Oklahoma City Police Department, Lieutenant Wayne Barney. He just came out of white collar. He's in our wellness unit now. He has so much experience. He's actually come out and talked to my triad members on the white collar crimes, and that's the scams and the frauds. But he has so much knowledge and expertise. So if you have a question, go ahead and write it down. Because if you're like me sometimes, think about it. And then when you get there, you forget that question.
It's kind of like, oh, I meant to ask.
Yeah. Yeah. So write that question down and we'll have it ready for you. So we're excited to have someone from our own police department be on the panel. Then we have from the Attorney General's office, Cassie Dixon. She may also have another person with the Oklahoma Attorney General's office. We work with them very closely.
Mm-hmm.
They have a consumer fraud unit. They're doing a lot of things to combat the fraud with our seniors, and they are really doing a really great job. So to have, again, the Oklahoma City Police Department, the Oklahoma Attorney General's office, and then we have our own rock star, Bank First, Ms. Sharon Lewis, that's actually an expert in the field also in the banking industry. You know, the banks see
kinds of fraud.
Yes, because a lot of times Ms. Smith will go in, she'll want to withdraw all her money or a huge lump of it.
Right.
And I'm glad the banks now, they're having the tellers on the front lines ask questions and the right questions because they want to prevent that person then from wiring money out, but we're seeing so much with the romance scams.
Yes.
In fact, we just had a victim fall prey to $69,000 that they sent out. I know. And that's just a tip of the iceberg. And they sent it out with a couple of cashier's checks. And, you know, sadly, once we do cashier's checks or wire money out, you can't get
it back.
No, there's no attorney. There's no police officer. There's no Oklahoma Attorney General's office, no bank. We wish we could, but we're just trying to get everybody to realize we're seeing, especially on Facebook.
Yes.
Dating. A lot of people are posting pictures. It's not them.
But I
just want to give you guys real quick. If someone you meet online is immediately telling you they want to marry you, they've gone overseas, they're a rich business person, and they need money, or I don't care what kind of house.
I don't care if they're asking for a penny.
Yes, do not do it. And it's a red flag. Report that person. Report it to Facebook or whatever website you're on. Report it to the Oklahoma City Police Department. We need to get these people shut down.
That's exactly right. And I get on my Facebook page, you know, and that's always, you know, some handsome guy.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not really who that is. If you will do a little trick I've learned, if you will just scroll down a little bit and they don't have very much information after you're scrolling, like about their life.
Right.
It's a scam.
Well, and so many of them will change the locations too. A lot of times, because originally they might say they're here in Oklahoma and they might make it look like they're just from a small town and they're a widower. We're finding that a lot out or they've lost their children. So they make it like, oh, please feel sorry for me. I've lost everybody in my life. I'm looking for a wonderful companion. You know, that's one thing. But again, and it's always they can never meet you. But it's always about money, money, money. And then they're telling you how much they love you. And I believe me, they'll tell you how beautiful you are and how much they love you for any amount of money. And that is just dangerous because sadly, our victims truly believe it's real in their head. And it's not real.
It's not.
And sad. It breaks our heart.
If it's too good to be true, people, I mean, that saying's been around up to 100 years. It still holds water.
Absolutely.
So what time can people get there? I know it starts at 8:30.
So 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Get there. Doors will open. You can have your breakfast. Then get situated there at OSU, OKC, 900 North Portland, the Student Center, the third floor. look for the yellow signs that say Inform Senior Seminar and look for a police car that has our black and white unit. It will be out there with our officers directing you all in.
And don't let the third floor be daunting to you because there's elevators.
If you have trouble moving around, we'll see what we can do to get you moved in.
That's right. Absolutely. We are all here, and this is all about the 55-plus. Like Cheryl said, they're not going to turn somebody away in their early 50s. A lot of times adult children are caring or caregivers. I think we have, last statistic I read, 240,000 family caregivers in the state of Oklahoma. So I know you all are always looking for as much information as you can, and you will find it at Inform Senior Seminar.
Absolutely.
That's April the 14th. It's a Friday.
Yes.
From 8:30 to 12, and we're going to take another break, but we'll be back. We got a couple of more segments here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That's right, here on 96.9 FM Freedom.
Hi, my name is Roxanne Parks, and I am currently delighted and honored to be serving the great state of Oklahoma as Miss Oklahoma Senior America 2022. And we and my team would like to invite you to come out and celebrate the Age of Elegance with senior women over 60 years old that will be performing in our upcoming Miss Oklahoma Senior America pageant. It will be held on Saturday, April 15, 2023 at 1 p.m. at the new and the beautiful Mustang Performing Arts Center in Mustang, Oklahoma. We will enjoy and cheer on the contestants as they will be scored in four different categories: interview, talent, evening gown, and philosophy of life. What a sweet time to come out and support some Oklahoma seniors. As we know, the future generation is always built upon the shoulders of her seniors. So come on out on Saturday, April 15th, 1 p.m. at the beautiful Mustang Performing Arts Center. We hope to see you there.
As the premier provider of in-home senior care, our mission is to ensure a better quality of life for our clients and their families by providing dependable and affordable care. You want the very best to help your loved ones, someone you can trust. At Senior Helpers, our caregivers are not just certified in Alzheimer's, dementia, and Parkinson's care, but they can also help with light therapeutic exercise, home safety and fall prevention, transportation assistance, medication management, and even the simple things like fresh meal prep and personal care and companionship. Of course, each has also passed a thorough background check. That is, senior care, only better. Senior Helpers is not just one of the best-known in-home care providers. We are also an industry leader in the field of Alzheimer's and dementia care.
Give Lori or Tamara a call at Senior Helpers right here in Oklahoma City at 405-608-4339.
Are you a member of the 50-plus crowd looking for an opportunity to travel, learn, and make new friends? OLLI is your answer. The OSHA Lifelong Learning Institute is a program offered by OSU for folks who want to stay curious about life. Classes meet in Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Bartlesville, as well as online. OLLI offers a variety of exciting courses. Some of these offerings include genealogy, games, town hall, Oklahoma geography, acrylics, history of the American West, and so many more. You must be an OLLI member to enroll. Memberships run through July 1st to June 30th and include fall, spring, and summer sessions. Scholarships are available. Don't wait. Enrollment for the fall is now open. For more information, visit our website, olli.okstate.edu, or call 405-744-5868. Remember, learning never retires.
Well, hello there. This is Robin Gunn, the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal Magazine and on-air host with
Freedom 96.9,
coming to you every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're so proud to be able to bring you these programs, but there's something else we're very proud about. We added an app. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal now has an app you can put right on your smartphone. And let me tell you how to do that, because it's easy. All you need to do is pull up your phone exactly like you're going to send a text. And in that two line, where you would normally put someone's name or phone number, you put these numbers, 95577. That's 95577. And it'll automatically separate and put a dash in there, and that's okay. And then down in the message part of your text, type this, all like it's one word, 50PLUS. 50PLUS. 50 plus. Then hit the send button, and you'll automatically get a link that will allow you to download the Oklahoma Senior Journal right on your phone. Now, how great is that? You'll be able to listen to all these radio shows. We have a find your car, like if you park your car in a location, it'll put a pin in it, it'll walk you back to your car. All of the Oklahoma Senior Journal issues are on there, videos, and a myriad of other 15 options that are available on the app. So please download the Oklahoma Senior Journal app today.
Come join us for the 22nd annual UConn Senior Games in April. Registration for the games begins on February 1st with an opening luau kicking off this week-long event on Friday, April 14th. The UConn Senior Games is an opportunity for athletic and creative competition and so much more. We're talking about a chance to compete in an environment where new friendships and peer support guide the competitions. We offer events such as pickleball,
billiards,
archery,
golf,
basketball,
table tennis,
bowling,
track and field,
and so much more. We've had competitors that have taken their skills to the Olympics and competitors who've just learned a new sport by entering the event and trying. All participants are invited to an opening social to kick off the games with dinner, music, and good fun. Anyone 50 years of age or older as of December 31st, 2023 is encouraged to participate and be part of something really special. Plus, registration opens on February 1st through April 12th, and it's only $15 plus $5 per event. For more information, you can visit UConnOK.gov or call 405-350-8937. Once again, that's UConnOK.gov under the Parks and Recreation tab. We'll see you at the games.
Hey, good fortune.
That's just how we feel. Forever young between our two ears. May the good Lord be with you down every road you roam, and may sunshine and happiness follow you when you're far from home. The Informed Senior Seminar is one of those sunshine rays in your life. It's Friday, April the 14th from 8:30 to noon. Tons of door prizes, free to get in. All the information is free, free breakfast, free parking, and a lot of parking. There's plenty of parking there at the OSU OKC campus at 900 North Cortland Avenue. Cheryl, do you have any number that somebody can call if they absolutely needed to?
Okay. Absolutely. It will be my office number.
Okay.
405-316-4336. Again,
one more time.
405-316-4336.
And then this is open to vendors.
Yes.
So if there's business people out there that want to get involved with this, we're at the top of our game. We were having 300 seniors or 200.
200.
And so we're at least expecting half of that since we've had a three-year hiatus.
Yes.
And a booth space is 150 for profit businesses, and then nonprofit are 100.
But we are limited, sadly, because we have to keep everything up on the third floor. So we are limited on vendors, but we do have several spaces still available. But right now, we have a Mid-First Bank, Bank First, Noble Home Care, Seniors Helping Seniors, and Bot Digital Marketing. We also have Embark, too. They wanted their own booth. Because that's the one thing with our committee. We do have, or we will have, a resource table with all of our committee. We'll have pamphlets,
brochures,
and
flyers,
all kinds of stuff. So you're going to get so much information. It's the who, the what, the when, the where. And I can promise you, if you have a question, we're going to get an answer. We're going to get you steered somewhere that can get you the help you need.
That's right. And the Oklahoma Senior Journal, of course, is part of the planning committee.
Yes.
And you will be able to get a free Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Oh, and just your journal alone has so much. I mean, you know, it's how many pages exactly.
Right now we're at 80.
You know, I was looking at it, which I love looking at it, but I just love the feel of it.
Feel of it.
Yeah, I do. The digital image. imaging. But what I was going to say is just when you look at the pages that have the different lists of resources in there, where do I find assisted living? Where do I find independent? Where do I find a good law attorney? Or where do I find honeydew person?
Or a chiropractor.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and these are all people we've vetted. So we just don't slam people in here willy-nilly. We make sure that we meet them and they're vetted individuals. Because I used to get calls about who was in here if somebody wasn't treated right.
Right.
And I don't want to get those calls.
And you don't. And you want, and that's how we are, too. When we put our name with something, that's why I'm proud of all of our committee members. You know, we're working together as a team in the field. And so it's very important to have, I mean, like I said, I mean, when you look at your wealth of information, and if you had to put a price tag on this, it would be very expensive.
It would be.
Just the experts that are in the field, been doing this, that care about you. And again, I would never refer someone, and I know you or even our committee are not going to refer anyone to someone that is a fly-by-nine, a scammer.
Exactly.
These people have really been checked out, gone through with a fine-tooth comb. I mean, we would be shocked if that happened. Not saying it couldn't, but it would be such a real shock. Again, we just make sure that everything, all the information we give you is correct, it's right, but it's safe, because we don't want anyone to fall prey and be a victim. We're trying to do preventative.
Yes.
And to help you.
It's something I'm very, very proud to be a part of, Inform Senior Seminar.
We're proud to have you too, Robin. We're proud of all of our committee members.
Exactly. And they are all really good companies or services that seniors can be involved in. Again, there is that information table where you can get information on every single committee member on the information table.
On the resource table.
We also will probably have bags there too, won't we?
Working on that. We'll see what we can do.
Yeah, I think Villages OKC was telling me that they were wanting to.
We would love it. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, anything like that. But again, if you have questions, give us a call, 405-316-4336. Be sure and save the date on your calendar, Friday, April 14th, 8:30 to 12:00, if you'd like to come and have the Continental Breakfast that is free. Be there by 8 o'clock, and it's over at OSU, OKC Campus, 900 North Portland Avenue, Oklahoma City, the Student Center, the third floor. Look for the yellow signs guiding you in that say Inform Senior Seminar, and look for a police officer in his unit. We'll have one stationed out there that will guide you in.
It's very easy to find.
Yes.
Literally, it's, you know, on the corner of, is that 10th in Portland?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's not right on the
right
corner,
on
but
the
it's
corner,
close.
But yeah.
Yeah, it's
you
right
at least
before.
You still see the sign.
Yes, yes, absolutely. But it's, you know, that OSU OKC campus there in the metro is really pretty.
Yes.
They've added a lot of upgrades on it, and so we will get you directed there.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about what you did before you worked for the police department.
So I actually worked at a high-end clothing store, had an attitude, and I always say God just knew I needed to be at this or need to work. This is where my calling was with the Oklahoma City Police Department. My father told me about the position in the jail, and I had a real attitude about it. I really did. I didn't want to work there. I was shocked when I interviewed and they called and hired me. I said, my God, they must be desperate, right? And I actually fell in love. Now, I want to make this clear, not with the inmates, but with the men and women of the Oklahoma City Police Department. I love my brothers and sisters in blue. It's such a calling and a passion. I love what they do every day.
We're glad you came on over to the other side.
Me too.
All right. Well, we're taking one more break. And when we come back, this is only a 4-minute segment, and then we'll be leaving the air. So make sure you stay tuned with us, because we're going to give you the vital information again about how you can be a part of the Inform Senior Seminar here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That's right. Here on Freedom 96.9 FM. This is Robin Gunn here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio, that stands for that fantastic magazine out there called
the Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That's right. We're in our 30th year of printing.
Yay.
We must be doing something correct.
Absolutely.
And so, Cheryl, can you just kind of give me your personal opinion about why Informed Senior Seminars has been such a success and why you are an endorsement to working.
Wow, I love that. I didn't ever look at it like that.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, it's a passion. It's a calling. I care about our seniors. I've always had a love for the seniors in the community because, sadly, so many people prey on them, take advantage of them. And the number one reason they're so targeted if they're 55 and older is people want their money.
Yeah.
And the scammers will try anything, everything from any kind of technology, from an email to a text message to a phone call, to obtain that money. And so we're so excited to offer this session because we always change it up. But protecting your assets, you know, we always go to what's the needs, what's the current trends. And we're just seeing so many people fall prey. They're sending money out, whether it's through a romance scam, through someone calling through the telephone or email saying their grandkid, their grandparent scam, they've been in jail. And sadly, we go over scenarios, and so we want to do everything to say, verify, use a family code word. We're going to train you for things. And great things, you know, get involved in our Triad locations.
I was just going to say that.
We have
How does somebody become
a Triad member? Give me a call at 405-316-4336, 405-316-4336. I'll get you a location here in the metro or surrounding community with my partner with Oklahoma County's Sheriff's Office, because it's free, it's educational, it's preventative, we share. And, you know, even our Triad members have fallen, sadly, prey to being a victim. I mean, anyone could at any time. And so we want to just help you not be a victim.
Yeah, get as much knowledge out there as possible. So let's give just the overview of when the Informed Senior Seminar is and where it's located.
Okay, it's Friday, April 14th. Mark that on your calendar from 8:30 to 12. If you want to have a free continental breakfast, get there by 8. It will be at 900 North Portland, the OSU-OKC campus. Student Center, third floor. Look for the yellow signs that say Informed Senior Seminar. Look for a black and white police car. We will get you guided in. It's a free event. We have a panel discussion. We have protecting your assets. Then we have breakout sessions. We also have free door prizes. We have resources. Mm-hmm. I mean, you will be so happy you took this time out of your day to be at this event because there's so much information, the expertise, and just the knowledge that's going to be there.
Fantastic, Cheryl. You just wound that up perfectly. We are getting ready to go with our exit plan here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for that 30th anniversary issue.
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That's right. April the 14th, Informed Senior Seminar. Will you give out a phone number one more time?
Yes, 405-316-4336, 405-316-4336. Robin, it was an honor to be here today. Thank you so much for having us on, Cheryl. Thank you.
And we will see you next week here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. And turn that dial to 96.9 FM. Freedom. See you next week.